With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Reserve has expressed support for the president's economic policies. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During his first cabinet meeting of the year, the president said he will end weeks of speculation over who will lead the central bank after Powell's term expires this May. He said he thinks that person will do a good job. The president has been extremely critical of the Fed under Powell's leadership, complaining that interest rates remain too high. Powell has insisted that the Fed stay independent of politics and make its choices based on inflation and job market data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A bomb cyclone, that's what they call what happened to eastern and northern Carolina yesterday. Both Carolinas actually got some snow. North Carolina, the worst, about a foot around the Charlotte region, the heaviest in years. Treacherous road conditions led to a one-hour backup on Interstate 85 northeast of the city, and that was not the worst of it. If you're a frequent flyer, you need to make sure your ID is real.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are now subject to a new fee. The non-refundable $45 charge isn't a penalty or fine, but payment for non-compliant travelers to use the Transportation Security Administration's new alternate identity verification option called Confirm ID. The process can take up to 30 minutes and doesn't guarantee passengers will make their flight if their identity can't be verified. Ron Taylor reporting.
Newly released files on Jeffrey Epstein have prompted the resignation of a top official in Slovakia. Miroslav Lajec retired yesterday from his role as an advisor to Slovakia's prime minister. He was not accused of wrongdoing himself, but he faced pressure to resign after emails showed that he had met with Epstein in 2018. This is SRN News. The UN World Food Program says more than 1 million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured as violence and hunger surge in the region. Northern Nigeria is bedeviled by two Muslim terrorist organizations which are preying on Christians and destabilizing the entire region. The violence has displaced around 3.5 million people in recent months, destroying food supplies and brought malnutrition to critical levels in several northern states. A lot of people in this country continue to turn to the Word of God in troubled times. The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the Scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report says Gen Z and millennials, many of them are Bible users now. This is SRN News. A look back at history on America's 250th year.
A newly minted dollar coin will feature a woman from the Oneida tribe, Polly Cooper, known for aiding George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. Cooper joined Oneida warriors on a relief mission from their territory in what's now central New York to bring corn to starving rebel troops at their winter camp in Valley Forge. The coin's release coincides with celebrations of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Keith Peters, Washington.
The 150th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is underway this weekend. The breed-by-breed judging happens tomorrow and Tuesday in New York. The Best in Show prize is awarded Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Some 2,500 dogs from 212 breeds and varieties are signed up to compete. This is SRN News.